This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. When Fort Worth voters head to the polls on Saturday, the school board ballot will have a range of familiar faces and newcomers. One of those political newcomers is a principal in Dallas. There's no doubt running for a seat on the Fort Worth School Board is a challenge, especially in a district with no permanent superintendent and just weeks after the man chosen for the job pulled out. That didn't sit well with Joel Aguilar, who's running for one of three contested seats on the board in District 2.
To me, that just didn't seem right. And really, it goes down to how the board is working now, which is very, very divided. Everything is about basically their own self-interest and personalities, and so there's really not a cohesion.
Aguilar, who's 38, is the principal at the School of Health Professions at Townview Center in Dallas. But he's no stranger to Fort Worth schools. He lives there. He worked there for 4 years, first as an assistant principal and later as the principal of an elementary school. This is his second year in Dallas. Still, he gets questions about why he's running.
After I left, I kind of became an advocate for parents and students who still would call me for some of the issues that they had. And so to me, it just seemed that I could be more effective as a school board trustee in order to help in some way reshape the way that the district is moving.
Aguilar faces incumbent Toby Jackson and another challenger, Sultan Cole. He's the pastor and director of a local educational nonprofit. Jackson hopes to lock in a second term. She says the students in her district are struggling with two major issues.
One is student mobility. Parents move and they move their child from the school. Every time a child moves, it's documented. They can lose as much as 4 to 6 months of acquired knowledge.
The other challenge is a lack of parental and community involvement in the school. She says if parents in the community believe in a child's school, they're more likely to stay put.
So one of my goals is to increase an attendance boundary or to make a high mobility school. So no matter where a parent moves within a certain radius, a child can have one thing that's consistent, and that's their school.
Jackson says that could be enough to change the child's educational outcome from good to great. And on Saturday, voters will decide these candidates' outcome. Stella Chavez, KERA News.